Malkabo Hard Rock is a six-piece teenage rock band made up of brothers and cousins from the remote Central Australian community of Akei. The performance in the context of Pajima 2024 is one of the most anticipated events of the 10-day festival. And to learn more about this exciting teenage band, I'm joined by Rebecca McLean, their manager. Rebecca, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, Rebecca, it's said that the Malgabo Hard Rock are bringing their own style of hard rock from the heart of the desert to Pajima this year. What can you tell us about this exciting teenage band and their performance at Pajima 2024?
Malgabo Hard Rock are made up of an amazing group of young people who are all from one family. In one way or another, they are part of the bird family. They're a Mudjara from Mulgabor, which is about 170 k's northeast of Alice Springs. And it's a family of musicians, so it sort of was a natural that these kids were going to play music. They've always played music. The leader of the band, lead guitarist, singer, songwriter, genius, is Alvin Manthong. He's now 18. He's very passionate and has always taken a real interest in lead guitar and has had many idols over his years, you know, his few years is only young, but he's, you know, with his uncles, his father, very passionate about music. He, you know, just wanted to be, he's like a sponge, he wanted to learn. As a kid, he's been playing, and then they sort of have a family band of the young people together, and it became very inclusive and also became, you know, part of the school and the education process as well.
So how did you meet them and how did you start working with them?
I was working at the Bachelor Institute in Alice and we were doing a multi-camp production course and I was looking for bands and a friend of mine introduced me to a band that they'd been supporting and mentoring. I met them and said, would you like to come into the course? They jumped at it, so I said, we can make a music video, right, at Impaja Studios, which we've been able to use. We all just clicked. That they were just so good. Their first song, Big Train, they'd recorded at Karma. And I said, wow, we came to the studio in February to do the course. You know, we couldn't stop dancing. And then everybody in the family wanted to come in, so everybody came in and it was really lovely because a lot of the uncles and that signed up as well. They wanted to do the course because you had two bands. One would play and one would record and then they'd swap. Then they'd learn presentation to camera and also how to use the cameras, how to direct with vision switching and all of that. And they were really good at it and they did a fabulous job. And the 3 weeks, it was the first week was introduction, second week start to really hone down, third week bring in all your gear and let's dress up and make it a proper music video. And they were kind of bugging me the whole time about wanting to get Kiss. They loved Kiss at the time. Oh, I want it, you know, can we get some makeup? Can we do this? Can we do that? Anyway, the teacher, Paisula, was out at Mulgabor and she came in and we went to Mad Harry's and got some makeup and got bits and bobs. Anyway, we had this mad idea about, wow, this, wouldn't it be amazing having Kiss in the movie, in the music video? And then we looked at our phones and it turned out they were coming to town. So we go, all right, well, let's try and get them. What a, you know, what are we? And it was a bit of a joke, but it turned into a reality, which is something that, you know, these guys are so passionate that they kept bugging me. What about that Kiss? Have you got Kiss? Have you got? They're like, oh yeah, right. I'll go and get Kiss, but. Sure enough, they pushed me enough. I ended up following every sort of avenue that I could and struck it lucky. When Gina Riley, who I know, she's also a singer, and I knew she, if anyone could find me called Dainty, which I thought was a promoter, but it turned out it wasn't. But we got to Dainty. She said, no worries, Rebecca, I'll see what I can do. It all took time, but in the end, we got on to Dainty, and he then passed it on to Andrew McManus, and Andrew McManus responded. I mean, I had to push around a bit to, you know, bump it, you know, get him to move. But when he, when we did, he said, all right, well, why don't we do this? Do you want to play? And I'm like, what? I said, can you explain, can you go through that again? I'm not quite sure what you mean by that. Anyway, he said, yeah, well, do you want to play? Do a half hour set, blah, 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 blah. anyway, that it all started from there, and I went out to the school, met with Pacer and the family, and we all sat down and we had a big discussion about it. And I said, well, guys, what do you reckon? Do you want to go to Gold Coast and play with Kiss? We're a bit, dumbstruck. We're all sort of just in a bit of shock. Anyway, yes was the answer. Yeah. We raised money and the whole family came, like 30 people came. We all went.
Wow. Pajama is already underway. Have they appeared already or they are still yet to appear?
We're playing Saturday night. Yeah, we just did a gig in Canberra, and before that we were Mona Foma. So that, you know, their performances are getting better and better. We've recorded an album down in St Kilda at Hot House Studios. You know, did a lot of rehearsals and support with Songlines Aboriginal Music in Yarraville. So, yeah, we had all those guys, you know, jumped on board and supported us. So we did a big lot of rehearsals in January, and then the band were on the Share the Spirit stage. So that was Robbie Bundle and Brad Brown and Dylan Singh. Supported us and got us up there on the stage, and everybody just loved the band. And my friends did some costumes, we improved the makeup, hairstyles, and photo shoots. And now they're so professional now. We're in sync with each other. We know what we're doing. We've got a pathway. We're going to make the music videos.
So one would say that the band grew organically to become what they are now, almost a household name.
The package is coming together. We're a very strong team and includes not just the six band members, which is Alvin Manfong lead, then Kirkland Bird, he's the eldest actually, he's the bass player, and then Trial Bird, cousin, is a rhythm player, and Talvin Bird is a second bass player, and then Aidan is the drummer, and Aidan Manfong, which is Alvin's younger brother, he's 15, and then we have Neera Tilmouth, who is the percussion, and she's the only girl in the band, and she's really fantastic, and she's just really getting her strength and starting to step up, and you know she'll take on some more instruments soon, and yeah, she's a very positive influence on the group, and we travel always with an auntie, Maggie Bird. She comes and yeah, supporting Neera, and we're a big family. I'm part of their extended family and they're part of mine, so it's a very and we've got Dave Walker, who comes as stage manager now and also is producer on the album. So we're a good team. We've got some volunteers help us in different places wherever we go, so people get on the Mulgabor train, we say.
At Pajama, are there any opportunities for the band to collaborate with other artists or participate in workshops or talks during the festival?
We're not participating in any of the official Pajama events. However, because Kutcher Edwards is coming to town, we connected with Kutcher when we were in Melbourne. I mean, I've known Kutcher over the years, but he came into the Kindred Studios in Yarraville, where Songlines are based, and just met the band and connected. He's become a patron of sorts. He's supported them with instruments and also with singing, coaching, and just being, you know, a mentor. And also Bunna Laurie from Coloured Stone and his son Jason, Lee Scott. So they're playing at Pajama. And so we're all going to go into the studio and have a jam at Karma on Friday, I think. And they're going to do some live recording there. Kutcher already sang on the album. And he also got up at Brunswick Ballroom and sang with the band. Any opportunity. And then after this, we're continuing on and we're having a workshop in Ingwala, which is near to Mulgabor. We're planning with the family, we're all putting together, you know, planning a music festival in Ingwala at the end of the year, and hopefully that will be something that, you know, the community will take it on and it will continue. It's and so Kutcher's coming out and Bunna and Jason are coming out. We've got the local studio, Black Reef, are coming out with the backline and a lot of community, and we're going to run the program with the kids in the day. We've got Mulgabor School and Akuta School and some people coming over from, I think, Harps Range with Children's Ground. So we're going to have a really great few days, and then we have a little concert there as well. So Mulgrabor, Kutcher and Coloured Stone members will be, and all the kids in the community will have this beautiful concert. So it really is, we're bringing a lot of what the Mulgrabor, they're doing it in the, when they're travelling around, we're bringing those people back home and involving the whole community with those people so that, you know, we can all share the love, you know?
It was to be said that they sing in language and in English. So it's not just for English-speaking audiences. They also really relate to their community and their roots.
That's right. For example, on the album, we've got a couple of songs that were written by Alvin and all the band, their uncle David Bird. He's sibling to their all of their parents are a bird, either the mother or the father is a bird. They're all part of that family. And they're Mudgeta speakers, predominantly. And Alvin and the band have turned them into these hard rock. But really, the treatment of the songs is really great, and the family just love it. David loves it. It's really been sanctioned. So we're really excited to put those out. And when we're at Mona Foam, and I'm sure it's going to be the same, it's going to be fantastic at Parchmore. When they played those songs at Mona Foam in Tassie early March, the 2nd of March, there was a mosh pit. People were just, everyone was drawn to that, and they rushed in, and it was very exciting. But we're really, really excited about playing at home, because everyone, all the communities know about Mulgrabor Hard Rock now, especially out in their region, but around all of the remote communities. They're so excited to and can come now to Parchmore and be part of that and see, you know, just like the prodigal sons and daughters have come home and be able to celebrate together. They're always wondering, oh, you know, see on Facebook and everything, where we are, we're here, we're there, we're everywhere. And they're like, oh, now they're coming home. So everyone is really excited to be able to come to Parchmore,
Rebecca McLean, thank you very much for joining us on NITV Radio and talking to us about the exciting Mulgrabor Hard Rock Band and the upcoming performance in the sidelines of Parchmore 2024.
Hey, thank you.